Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan makes a stop in Utah County. The Clear the Air Challenge comes to an end, and the Utah Department of Health releases their annual report on smoking. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, September 6th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Congressman Paul Ryan stopped in Utah for a fundraiser yesterday, but he didn't have much to say to the media when he got here. He was greeted by a group of Boy Scouts assembled by Scoutmaster Paul Mate.
And so I called all their parents, and of course all of them said yes, absolutely. And what's more American than Boy Scouts, right?
The Republican candidate for vice president did stop at a volunteer center in Provo, where he was asked whether he supported giving states the right to allow prayer or pledge in public schools. Ryan said it's a constitutional issue for states and a moral responsibility of parents. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz has been in Charlotte this week during the Democratic National Convention. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Chaffetz was part of a Republican effort to respond to charges made by Democrats during their convention. Chaffetz has appeared on media all over the country promoting Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. The month-long Clear the Air Challenge is over, and the final results are in. KUER's Dan Bomas reports.
Organizers of Salt Lake City's Clear the Air Challenge say they topped last year's achievement by eliminating 1.6 million miles of vehicle traffic. Kate Lonas is the city's sustainability special program manager.
The great thing, I think, about the challenge is that you're able to track your impact, but then you're also able to see the impact of your team and thousands of other people who are doing this at the same time. We're really trying to reinforce that message that, you know, these small changes do matter when they're combined with everybody else's small changes as well.
Participants who chose to bike or walk to work or who used public transit saved more than 72,000 gallons of gasoline, kept 1.3 million pounds of emissions out of the air. Individual and group winners of the challenge will be announced at an awards ceremony on Saturday. The Utah Department of Health's latest report on tobacco prevention and control says youth smoking rates are the lowest they've ever recorded in Utah. The annual report also highlights Utah's adult smoking rate, the lowest in the nation. Amy Oliver is the program's marketing manager. She says the reduced numbers are in large part because of their success in informing the public about the state's smoking cessation programs.
We've served over 100,000 people through the Quitline and the Quitnet. And so we're seeing the numbers of adult smokers going down. We're seeing the numbers of youth smokers going down. And I think that's what's really exciting for us.
Over the past year, about 12,000 Utahns have used the free services. Even with their success, though, the report says there are still more than 200,000 adult smokers in Utah. 4 out of 5 say they want to quit.
A federal appeals court in Denver has thrown out a challenge to the Interior Department's decision to suspend the sale of drilling leases near some of Utah's national parks. The leases were sold at auction in December 2008. That's the auction Tim DeChristopher disrupted by bidding on leases he didn't intend to buy. He's serving 2 years in a federal prison for his protest. Successful bidders challenged the decision to withdraw the leases, but the court ruled they'd missed the 90-day deadline to file the suit. It didn't rule on the merits of the decision. The West Jordan City Council is ready to approve backyard beekeeping. City staffers are drafting an ordinance that will establish rules for the minimum distance between beehives and neighboring yards. The council will vote on the issue on September 26th. State wildlife officers are investigating a case of dead wild geese found along 700 West. Police say there were at least 9 geese found along the street early Wednesday morning. They'd been gutted and their necks were broken. Wildlife officers aren't sure whether poachers were to blame. A grass fire forced the evacuation of more than a dozen homes along Interstate 80 in Summit County yesterday. The fire burned about 65 acres near the town of Wanship. The flames came within 100 yards of one structure. One of the two young men accused of setting potentially deadly booby traps along a popular hiking trail has pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment. Benjamin Rutkowski entered his plea yesterday in 4th District Court in Provo. He and Kai Christensen were accused of setting the traps along a canyon trail near Provo. One was rigged to send a spiked boulder swinging at head level. The other could have caused a passerby to fall onto a bed of sharpened wooden stakes. Police in Cedar City say the bomb squad used a robot to destroy a suspicious package that forced an hour-long lockdown at Cedar City High School. Lieutenant Darren Adams says the package destroyed was a cardboard tube filled with dried beans and most likely a makeshift noisemaker or musical instrument dropped by mistake. And finally, ATK will test its GEM 60 solid rocket motor at its facility in Promontory, Utah this morning. They've been used in the past to launch Delta IV rockets into orbit, carrying everything from top-secret government satellites to global positioning devices. The test is meant to assess the performance of a new nozzle system built to withstand extreme heat. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, September 6th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.